You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, we saw the Special Counsel investigation into possible Russian involvement in the 2016 election issue subpoenas to the Trump Organization. So this is President Donald Trump's sort of sprawling business empire, about 500 different companies in the mix. And so they've officially been subpoenaed. So on MSNBC's weekly primetime show, Hardball with Chris Matthews, the news was treated very much as the beginning of the end for the president.
Maybe we could call it Hardball with Ben.
That's not in the script.
Watch Thursday, March 15th, 2018. I think of Donald Trump as the Titanic and Robert Mueller as the iceberg. The Titanic is luxurious, sort of like a Mar-a-Lago. Its rooms are large and beautifully appointed. There's a stateliness to the staterooms, a bit of Ralph Lauren up in first class. Mahogany and green, I'd imagine. The framed pictures of fox hunts on dewy mornings. Aristocrats are welcome here. Out there in the cold distance lies the iceberg. From a safe distance, it appears small, non-threatening. Here on the HMS Trump, the music plays, the on-deck sports continue. All appears warm, calm, triumphant. Someone dares to whisper, not even God himself can sink this ship. But out there in the night, something causes the great ship to shudder. What was that terrible grinding sound, the passengers wonder? What was that tearing at the hull? Well, tonight we got the word that the ship and iceberg have made contact. It's now a matter of time whether the great ship stays afloat or, as we sang at camp, goes to the bottom of it. Something tells me when it comes to escaping disaster on the HMS Trump, it's not going to be women and children first.
In contrast, on Sean Hannity's eponymous Fox News show, the news was treated as a footnote in an otherwise crowded opening monologue.
Maybe we could just call it Ben.
Why
do you keep improvising like this?
Well, actually, Jemima, Jemima's wearing the shirt that says Ben's.
We've already got merch. Ben. Yeah. Ben's.
But anyway, here is Mr. Hannity.
Mr. Shaw.
And welcome to Hannity. We have a very important show tonight. We have major breaking news on a massive story that we have been exclusively reporting on and uncovering. And we are doing the jobs that journalists in America used to do, but they have sadly stopped doing their job. In my opinion, this has been a dereliction of duty. Now today, Senators Chuck Grassley, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, and Tom Tillis, they are now demanding that a second special counsel be appointed to investigate rampant FISA abuses, FBI bias, and the Clinton email investigation, and so much more. Now this needs to happen immediately, and tonight all indications are this will in fact happen, as now evidence is building that crimes have been committed. Also brand new tonight, disgraced Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe begging earlier today to keep his big fat government pension, all while the pension may be the least of his worries, as there is talk tonight of possible criminal charges against the former Deputy FBI Director McCabe. This is beyond significant. For McCabe to lose his retirement means that he did something very wrong. And sources are telling us that, in fact, McCabe could end up facing charges. Sarah Carter is here with all the explosive details coming up. And also breaking tonight, the Destroy Trump media has a new method for spreading their fake news. They just recycle old stories to try and damage the Trump administration. We have the evidence. New York Times is claiming that special counsel Robert Mueller subpoenaed the Trump Organization. But the Trump Organization is saying it's not true. They've already been voluntarily cooperating with Mueller for months. And President Trump gets tough on Russia in response to election interference. This is something President Obama never did, despite numerous warnings going back to 2014. An explosive new report. The Hill's John Solomon is here about James Comey's incompetence and warnings he ignored. We're going to cover all of that and so much more. An important breaking news hour coming up on Hannity.
All right, which one of us should talk now?
Oh, well, what's going to happen, Ben? What's the fallout going
to
be?
Oh, I'm not here to say what the fallout's going to be. I'm just here to analyze and give you guys a neutral corner.
What is
So who wins out then?
Yeah, what is
Well, again, it's not about winning. It's just about contrasting the two sides. I mean, just one thing I thought was interesting is how on MSNBC it's very much, well, this is very big. It's clearly, you know, Trump's in trouble. Whereas on Fox News, they're very dismissive of it. And how I liked how the stories they positioned it in between. Because there'd been two stories he'd said in that opening monologue, both about, oh, the FBI is so corrupt. And then the story immediately after that, they talk about how Trump's now cracking down on Russia for doing this. So you can see how they're sort of positioning it within this sort of wider context.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.